speaks about Onah, right, in Parshas Bahar. There's lo sonu isha samito, v'yareisim elkecha, k'yani Hashem elkecha. You cannot be do Onah to your fellow Jew. So Rashi explains, what is lo sonu isha samito? Kan hizir Onah stavarim. This is regarding not just Onah itself. Onah trickery could be, let's say, I change the price on you, or I do some kind of business thing that... Right, that do some kind of business thing with investing, whatever that could trick you. That's regular Onah.
Like buying, got advertising, they were stretch. No. Buy two suits for the price of one.
Yeah.
They lift the price of the original suit.
Yeah, so that could be, right. That could be Onah, right, for sure, 100%. 100%, no, it's 100% true. Right. Agreeve. Yeah. So agreeve, right? So Rashi explains that here the pasuk is not just talking about regular onah by money, like by sale prices, but it's talking about onahs devarim. So it's not ganevas das. It's different than ganevas das. It's different than ganevas das. It's similar to ganevas das. So Rashi explains what is onahs devarim. Kan hizrael onahs devarim. Shelo yaknet ishes chaveru velo yasi eno etsa sheinu hugeneslo lefidarko v'hanasar shel yoitz. That the person who's giving advice or speaking to this other person should not give advice or an idea or kind of some kind of help that is really beneficial to him. You can't tell your friend, go invest in this when he's really going to lose his money and you're somehow going to gain from his investment, right? That's onas devarim. What else is onas devarim? If you really like embarrass someone in public, that could be onas devarim. If you tell him go do this when you know it's going to mess him over, he's going to get embarrassed. That's onas devarim. Oh, I'm not touching that one. Okay. Huh? One second. Oh, so we're gonna have to see. One second. Oh, so let's see. So that's what we're gonna have to see. So v'im tomar mi odea im niskavanti l'ra. Does anyone know that I'm intending, when I give advice, I could just think, I thought it was good advice. No one knows if I did something wrong. That's what the pasuk says, and you will fear from your God. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always know what your intention was. That's what the pasuk says, don't do enough, and fear from your God. What's the connection? That only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows when you gave the advice if you meant it bad or good. So he's the one that's going to get you for it. Right? So that's why you have to make sure to always be honest. You can never claim, I really thought it was good advice. Kol davar amaser leiv, anything that is just within your heart, she'ein makir elamisha machshava b'libo, ne'am rav yoyitz melkecha. Anytime the pasuk will have the Torah will have a mitzvah, where only someone who knows what you're thinking would know if you violated the avera, that's where it says, v'yareis melkecha. Because it's only out of your fear of a kadosh baruch hu that you'll do things that no one else will know you did wrong. Okay. So that's onas devarim. So the Gemara brings down a very important example of onas devarim. The Mishnah brings this down in Maseches Bava Metzia, and that is what's going to get us into our issue of window shopping and pricing. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says as follows: Kishem she'onah b'mekach u'memkar. Just like there is onah in business transactions, like we mentioned before, kach onah b'devarim. There is also onah, like Rashi explained, b'devarim in the way in things you speak about. Lo yomar lo, don't say to a shopkeeper, how much does this item cost? And you don't really want to buy it. Let's say a guy's about tshuva. Lo yomar lo zachor ma'asecha rishonim. Don't say to the about tshuva, remember what you used to do? How you used to eat chazer and you used to do all those things? Don't say that. That's onas devarim. Imhu ben geirim, if he's a son of geirim. Lo yomar lo zachor ma'asecha rishonim. Don't say, remember how your parents are over the avodah zarah? Don't say that, because that's onas devarim. Yeah? Oh, so these are very good. So there's another question. So these are the two questions, basically. The Mishnah seems to say that I cannot go to a storekeeper and say, how much is this? I don't really want to buy it. I want to go on Amazon.com.
Yeah, but that's not true, because you want to sometimes you go to the store. But the price.
No, fine, but that's in the case where you don't know. Let's say, it happens all the time, let's say I know I want to get this item, but I know that it's half price on Amazon.com, but I want to see it. I want to take a look at it first. So I go to Best Buy, and I ask the guy, can I see this, and I play it or whatever, and I pretend, I pretend I want to buy it, but I know the whole time, it's $80 here, I can get $40 online, right? Or let's say I want to buy someone to buy me in a different store or something, but I want to see it myself first. So I go look at it.
What?
Did
you ask me to convince you not to buy it? Is it
what?
Did you
Yeah, this stuff is Jews. This stuff is Jews. This stuff, that's why it's not me, though. What? What? Oh, so this is the question. This is the question from this Mishnah. What does it seem to be? Oh, very interesting. Oh. One second. Very interesting. So what is the examples? David directs me to a very good point. The other examples, that it seems very strange. Three examples, and one seems to be different than the others. One was Gair, one was Baal Tshuva, and then we can't tell the storekeeper. So what does that seem to mean? What are we worried about with the storekeeper? What are we worried about the storekeeper? That's what it seems to be, right? It seems to be we're worried about the storekeeper is hurting his feelings.
Yeah, but that's part of the business.
He's saying that's part of business.
Oh, so let's see. Because bottom line is, we're a competitive world, and he knows he can go online and say, look, I know Best Buy selling is $40. How can I get a $50 or $60?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. So to understand, yeah. That's going to be another. Now you're saying not with the Mishnah Sukkah. You're saying, can the seller do the same thing? Can the seller pretend he's selling it and the buyer thinks he wants to sell it, but he really doesn't want to sell it? Where does it happen all the time in real estate, right? People put things on the market just to get the price, right? It happens. So is that mutter? That's the question, right? Is it mutter both ways? So first we have to understand what's the reason for this idea in the Mishnah. So everyone thought it was the hurting feelings one, as we're going to see, because they didn't have the Me'iri, right? The Me'iri was not discovered yet. The Me'iri was discovered in 1800. But the Me'iri has a comment on this Mishnah. Kishem she'ish enav mekach memkar, kakish enav devarim. Ritzon alomar, she'asr lahonus is chavera, v'ligrom lo peseda b'devarav. You cannot do ona that will cause financial loss to your friend. That's where the Mishnah says you cannot tell your friend, I want to buy it, pretend you want to buy it, and you don't really want to buy it. Because the buyer, who doesn't really want to buy it, is going to be embarrassed eventually to tell the shopkeeper in their conversations that he doesn't really want to buy it, he's going to continue talking to him. And each time he's going to make him lower the price more and more. Lomar she'enu shavu kol kach, and he's going to keep on saying, "Ah, it's not worth that much," because he doesn't want to admit, "I don't want to buy it." And the other people in the store are going to hear that this guy is saying it's not worth so much, not because he doesn't think it's worth so much, because he's afraid to tell the store shopkeeper, "I'm not really interested in buying." So he's going to say it's not worth so much, It's going to keep lowering the price, and all the people are going to hear, and they're saying, "Wait, it wasn't worth the $100 that he had on the market for. It was worth $40 really." So this guy is going to end up losing money, because this other person didn't really want to buy it, and he's going to have to lower the price more and more, thinking he's going to get him to buy it.
Yeah.
You hear that? But you want to buy it. But again, we're talking about a case. You're not sure, fine, but you know there's a possibility you want to buy it. We're talking about a case. The guy goes into the store. I know I do not want to buy this. I know. I'm not going to buy this.
I know where next thing you look up. You know I have to.
But you know you want to buy.
I know I want to buy. Yeah.
But okay, that's again. Okay, but that's different. You want to buy. We're talking. The Mishnah's talking about a case. You do not want to buy. You do not want to buy. I do not want to buy. I don't.
But there's always a chance for a good buyer will buy it. There's always a chance. You say I don't want to buy something, right?
No, because.
No,
but it's not crazy. It happens all the time. People, look, today, I think Best Buy says like 20% of the people that come into their stores are looking to buy online. Meaning they know already I'm buying at some site online, and they go into the store, and then they just look at it in order to see it before they buy it online. I think they say it's so high today. Purchasing online is very, very, so, and it happens in other situations as well. So that's it. But the Me'iri seems to say, you're gonna cause some kind of hefset. That's what the Onos Devarim is. You're gonna cause a financial loss by bringing down the price because you don't really want to buy it. So that's one. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, so he gives a different reason. V'kinlo yomer l'chaveru b'kama timkor chepet zeh. How much do you want to sell this for? V'uino chapitz l'gnoso. O she'ein lo damim ela shekavanosu l'hatos es chaveru. V'achar kach kishlo yikne yakir chaveru sheniskavin l'hatoso v'yitzar lo. So the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, no, you know what the reason is? The shopkeeper is going to feel bad. He's going to go through this whole sales pitch, and he's going to realize, man, you never really wanted to buy it. He's going to feel, his feelings are going to be hurt. Right? Like the other ones in the Mishnah. So that's what Shulchan Aruch Harav says, huh? Or you're saying that's business?
If you can't handle that, you better than it should
be. Oh, so l'chora, this should be one of the nafkaminas, right? About this question. If we assume you're going to cause financial loss, so in most stores, you know, so that could be a shaila today.
Well, if I'm nice to you with the storekeeper, you may come back and
say, right? That could be a shout out to, but with the Tsar, how many Best Buy workers or whatever feel bad when, like, you know, feeling they don't care. They get paid anyway, they get paid the same thing. So, yeah. Oh, so this is the question. This is the question.
I'm just looking.
Right, this is the question. Very good.
But this stonekeeper knows that many of these people who are just looking also buy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know what the percentage is, so he doesn't know what I'm going to do.
Right.
But I may end up buying there.
Right.
He's not losing anything. He doesn't have anything else to do. I'm the only one who just walked into the store. Said he has to be nice to a possible customer, because I may be back later, even if I don't buy today.
Like,
right.
What about the
storekeeper? What about the storekeeper? Guru, you walk in, you say, "No, I like that picture. I like that picture. Whatever." So right away, he never starts with a lower price because he knows that you're not going to go above what he's telling you. But then he comes always with a higher price to see how far you'll go down, how far you're going to come down. And where is he going to sell it? Because if he started at the lowest price, he knows that I am going to go and chisel it. He's also fooling me. It's his reverse.
But he, reverse. Both of you want to buy and he wants to sell. Haggling is haggling.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Why,
fine,
I
but
the,
no, because but you want to buy. You want to buy. So that, again, it's mutter. You don't have to buy something once you. It's you want to buy. You want to buy. That's the point. Let's say I'm just pricing. Let's say I'm going around just pricing to have whatever. So the point is, this probably comes down to the point that it used to be, how did you buy things? So you went into the mom and pop shop. There was one store in your town that sold it. And then you bought. So there was no, like, going around pricing. Today, when we live in the mass world of the, you have on the same street, 7,000 stores that are selling the same thing in the same area. What, really? I'm not in America? There's like five manicure places. Right. What? No, when you're looking for, no, but what if I'm going to the store? That's the point. So this is brought down by the Pische Choshen. He was Rav Bloy from Yerushalayim. He was a very famous Rav, and he wrote a 9-volume work on all the different halachos of, like, business, bizman hazeh. So he writes, V'nira pashut, she'adam bedato liknos, if someone wants to buy, and he goes around just to all the different stores that sell it to ask the price. Ein baze iser, that's not aser. Shezeu derech masu matan, that's business. Vaharim yimta sheitzel ze izol yoser yachzor liknos etzol. And because he finds that it's more cheaper by this guy over here who sells in the first store, he'll come back a week later to buy by him, right? So that could be one understanding. Now, it's interesting, the Sefer L'Reacha Kamocha, which is another modern-day Sefer on business transactions, so he says that Rav Chaim Kanievsky felt, when he asked him this question, Rav Chaim Kanievsky felt that this would only be mutter with the worker, but not with the shopkeeper themselves. Yeah, and I know, it's difficult to, I don't know how you would be able, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky felt that since the shopkeeper would maybe have his feelings hurt, like you said in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, because of the fact that it's his loss. The worker doesn't care, it's not his loss. But it's his loss, so Chaim Kanievsky felt that he felt it wouldn't be mutter with a shopkeeper. I don't know if most assume that, yeah.
Maybe, if you go into a shop, the guy's asking, let's say, an example, $100 for a piece of product. You come in and say $20, then you can really vary, because, you know, when you come in with a real...
No, but haggling is mutter. Haggling is mutter. This is a situation where you're looking around. I'm looking around. Right? Look in the second, L'Reacha Kamocha, he brings out a different point though. Look in the second paragraph. Im Omer Ani Rak Mevarer, Dr. Lieber. Im Omer Ani Rak Mevarer. I'm just looking. Hadavar Mutter. Then it's totally Mutter. Mishum Sheba Open Zeh HaMocher Lo Misachzev Kishul Kona. Because then the shopkeeper is not going to be upset when he doesn't buy because he knows you're not planning on buying. Ubavar Shlu Yatriach HaSamocher Yigrum Lohefse L'Kuchos. As long as you don't, like, do it while there are other people there, he says, and then he's going to end up losing the real customers. So that's it. So you have to see what the thing is. I think every situation is different. Meaning, it could be that we could assume it's just business, and that's the way we do things. It's business, fine. But it also could be that, if you really mess the person over, where they take a financial loss because you take away the other customers from them, and you really never wanted to buy, so that might be an issue. That's the shiloh, right? So, could be a different situation. Yeah, oh, so, sorry, he brings it here, Irving's going to directly, he says, Gam biur betelephone, it's a bala chanur usr, shahari gorim lo achzava. Interesting. That's what Chaim Kanievsky felt, that even calling on the phone, what Chaim Kanievsky felt, even calling on the phone, talking to the shopkeeper, so he gets in, gets like annoyed that you didn't really want to buy. I don't know. I don't know if that's true, but okay.
They won't give you the price on the phone.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. 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 Yeah, but sometimes when you call, they don't even give you the price on the phone. You have to come in. A lot of places, yeah. A lot of places, they don't give the price on the phone. I think Best Buy does not give the price on the phone, if I'm correct. I think Best Buy does not give the price on the phone, yeah. They give the price on the phone. You have to call. Oh. So the question becomes then, what about the real estate situation? So, do we know that the supplies by the mocher and the kona, meaning that the kona can't make the mocher believe that he's going to buy and he's not really going to buy? But what about the mocher making believe to the kona that he wants to sell and he doesn't really want to sell? So this is the real estate question. Someone, the real estate agent, comes to you and when you're going to do on, I think this happens, right, that sometimes you'll get a real estate agent and say, I want to sell that for 600 grand. And the real estate agent say, you know what, I'll give you the 600. Or not, no, you want to put it on the market, you ask the real estate agent, how much will it be for? And the real estate agent that wants to get it, because they feel they could turn it over. So they say, I'll buy it from for 550. But you want to know if you could get 700 from someone else on the market. So you put it on the market to see. So you're not maybe really planning on selling it, right? So that's the shadow. Does this apply by a mocher as well? So this is addressed already by the Sefer Chassidim. Sefer Chassidim was one of the, from the time, the late Rishonim, early Achronim. Sefer Chassidim brings down, Al yiftes b'nei adam kach v'kach, Ratzulitin lo beschora, osher yomar ani kanisi bekach bekach, val ze omer sheir sisrael lo yasu evla, velo yidab rukazav, velo yim to the PM, lashon tarmis. So, so then look at the next one. Va'al yita hachafatzim, liknos sheir lahem panim ka'amor limkor osam. You should not trick people and say, and show, I make believe you want to sell something, you don't really want to sell it. V'ain belibo, v'hei meinam konim, v'makomacher, and they think they're gonna be able to buy by you, and they really have nowhere else to buy. You should not do that. Kisvurim shezayim korlahem, because that seems to them like you're gonna buy from them. Uksiv lo sonu, and the pasuk said lo sonu, that you can't trick, and the Sefer Chassidim says that applies where? Also on selling. You can't trick people into think that you're selling and you don't really want to sell. So, the Sefer Chassidim applies it to the selling as well. That you can't trick people. So this is the question. What about in the situation of the real estate? So this is addressed to the Pischei Choshen as well. Nistapakti. I am have a following suffix. B'misha rotza limkor beso. If someone wants to sell their house, osadeu, or their field. V'hamatzran rotza liknoso. And whatever, the real estate agent, whoever it is, wants to buy it from them. V'hamocher toin she'enu yachol likvoa mechiro. She'etochin shem yifarsim. She'rotza limkor yimtze misha yishishalim mechir gavoa. So, and the person doesn't want to sell it right away, because he says, maybe if I publicize the sale, I can get a higher sale value than this person is offering me in private. V'hamatzran muchan l'shalem kifiat tzah yoser gavoa. And the guy is willing to give a good amount. Is it mutter to put it on the market and make all these people come to check out the house if you know you're probably going to end up selling to this person that made the offer? Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying the point, so what ended up happening is you put it on the market?
No, I said that you give me $100,000, that's my all.
So why is that like this?
What?
Meaning, but you're not putting it on the market then, I don't understand.
No, I didn't put it on the market, so he wanted to buy it.
No, so that's fine, meaning we're talking here, he wants to buy it, and then you say, well, I'm not sure if I can get $150 from someone. You put it on the market and make everyone come to look.
I'm trying to do it as soon as possible.
No, but that's fine. But the point is that the issue would be if you then would go ahead, put it in the classifieds, and put it on the market, and then people would start coming, and you'd pretend to them, yeah, I'm selling this, when you really just want to be Mavara if you could get a higher price from this guy.
And why don't you get a higher price from somebody else?
What? Oh, so that's the point. So maybe if you can get a higher, maybe if the point would be that if you'd get a higher price from someone else, that you would end up selling to them, maybe that shows that it's okay. Meaning, if you would say...
No,
so that's the point. So that's the difference. Rabosai. That's the difference. If the situation would be that you made a deal between you, that this guy is gonna pay whatever the highest offer you get is. So that might be problematic. Because then when these people are coming, you are never gonna sell to one of them. You're selling to this guy, but you're saying, whoever offers highest, one second. But if you say, he offers you 100, and you say, I wanna see if I can get higher, and if someone gives you higher, you'll sell it to them, so then that's fine. But it could be, that if you are never, ever gonna sell it to one of these people, ever, you are just doing the sale in order to Mavara, can you push this guy for a higher price? That would be a Shaila, because that might be Onah, right? Okay, so then, okay, if business practices that there's really, okay, so then that means that there's a chance you'll sell it to someone else. So that's different then. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know that there's a guy out there who's going to pay $10,000. Nobody else will pay it.
Yeah.
So what you do, and if nobody else will take it, it might go for $1,000.
Right.
There are people in the audience to go ahead and bid. Sure. Right. And bid until you reach $9,999.
Uh-huh.
And none of these guys are ever
going to
buy it.
Right.
And the last one goes to the market.
I see.
That's against the law.
I see. Okay. So look, it's in the last line, he makes his point. Mikol makom nira, shim kavu beinehem, mechir, shimeyal ze, eina matran muchan litin mutar farsin. If they made a highest price, this guy and the one who wants to buy, that he said, I will not go above $1 million, then it's mutter to put it out. V'deshema yimtza mishiten yosher mechir mizeh, because then, in a situation where he said, I'm not going to go above this price, if you find someone that will go above, you'll sell it to them. So then it's not a no, because you really are looking to sell. But it could...